Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Take a bunch of your phone calls in the next 30 minutes. Then we have a lawyer joining us whose law firm has successfully been defeating the big mortgage companies. It's in a Wall Street Journal article, Niche Lawyers Spawned Housing Fracas, and we'll continue with open phones throughout today's transmission. Let's talk to Lewis in Florida. Again, we're taking a lot of your calls to get your take on all the incredible election fraud in the news, the demonization of Rand Paul, the continuing implosion of the economy. We're taking your calls. Lewis in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? This is I'm a Prison Planet TV member, and I think it's great. I love it. And I just want to let you know that remember a few weeks back when the CPS came and stole the Irish baby, that made me so mad. I went to oathkeepers.org and signed up to join that organization. It just
awesome.
Really made me mad. I got a question for you. You know, you're talking about this possible internet censorship coming up. What is to stop, like, Google right now from when you type in a search term and maybe them feeding you back bogus information or something?
Well, Google's already been caught doing things like that before. But we know how they're going to shut the web down. I mean, they've said how they're going to do it. Taxes, regulation, prior constraint. They're talking about forcing when you have one view where the government will superimpose via whatever internet company you use, government messages or corporate messages over it. They're talking about taxing alternative media. They're talking about passing laws where if something hurts someone's feelings, there's no judge, no jury. You just get shut down. Or if a company claims copyright without going through due process, they shut not just your website down, but ban your internet access for 1 year to 5 years. And people say, well, how will they implement that? Microsoft and others have announced with the government they want an internet ID where you have to enter an ID in to even get online on your cell phone, your smartphone, your computer, your laptop, where you won't be allowed to get online. And this is the model they're going with.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Did that answer your question, Lewis?
Kind of, but I mean, if they can alter the search results at their will, that's going to be a bad thing too.
Well, that's why we need to get away from Google with some of the alternatives that are out there. I appreciate your call, Lewis. Good points. Al in New York, you're on the air.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you for all your great work.
Thank you.
Because I'm over 50, I remember something that maybe some of your other listeners might not have in their minds when they're looking at this incident with Lauren Valley and Rand Paul. That goes back to September of 75. Just watching this woman and people restraining her reminded me of the Squeaky Frome incident with Gerald Ford. And it's impossible to know when it's unfolding whether or not this woman is potentially a danger to the candidate or not. And I think there's another thing to remember. Your instincts about maybe Rand Paul hunkering down and keeping a low profile until this election is probably a very good idea, because not long after the Squeaky Frome incident with Gerald Ford, Sarah Jane Moore popped up and tried basically the same thing. And they were able to get that close to the president or to a candidate because, you know, they didn't look threatening.
I tell you what, Al, stay there. I want to come back for those that aren't sure what we're exactly talking about to recap what's happened with Rand in the last few days and where you see this going. But absolutely, it looked like she was trying to make the car wreck. I mean, she was running up in the window throwing her sign in. People grab her and take her to the ground, and it's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, what do you expect is going to happen?
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, 8 minutes into the second hour. We're going to continue later in the broadcast, covering a lot of election news and economic news, interspersed with two different guests we have joining us, dealing with mortgage fraud. One of them is one of the most successful lawyers in the country, according to the Wall Street Journal, beating the mortgage companies over and over again in court. The article, if you want to read it, is Niche Lawyers Spawned Housing Fracas. These are the people going back over the last 5-6 years that have been trailblazing and discovering the fraud. They're the guys that discovered the robo-signing fraud. In a deposition, they just asked, in one case, going back now 5 years ago, can we please see title? And can we please see the loan review documents? And they didn't have them. And so that started down this path where you'll have one, in some of the cases, you know, one bank official signing 10,000 foreclosures in a month and admittedly in court saying, we don't read any of it. We don't have deeds. We don't have anything. And that's how you have J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs in mainstream articles in court losing now because they're taking houses they don't even own, much less have the deed to. I mean, this is the free for all. And Congress is now announcing that they're trying, they have passed a law. Obama pocket vetoed it till after the election, meaning he didn't veto it. He just set it aside. He could sign it later, where they can basically take any house for any reason, and it's the end of property rights. kind of like they used the banking crisis they created with derivatives to get a blank check to steal trillions in bailout. And then this year they passed the Banking Reorganization Act, which gave the Federal Reserve even more power and the SEC more anonymity so they can't get in trouble for protecting Bernie Madoff and others. So that's coming up. But I want to continue with your phone calls. Now, if you just joined us, Al in New York, we're going back to him. My gut level instinct last week, and I talked about it on air, was for Rand Paul to not go to the last debate. His instinct to not go was smart because of new lies that Conway would put out on that big platform and because of what they might be waiting for him to do at the event. And look, I'm not for turning and running. I'm always for challenging the enemy when it's on your terms. But he's 5 to 8 points ahead. He's lost some points. I've looked at a wide index of polls. I talked to Ron Paul privately a few weeks ago. And he said, yes, it looks like Rand's, you know, 5-6 points ahead, but they could pull some tricks. So people, you know, need to know that. And he didn't say it was off record. He talked about it on air as well. The point is he said he's worried about dirty tricks and things like that. And we all are. And there's election fraud as well. Rand can do TV, can do radio, can do a lot of things. I wouldn't make an announcement if I was him because the media will make a big issue of him hiding out. But, you know, we're talking 4 days now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 full days, 4.5 total till Super Tuesday. And I have called the campaign. I've talked to their people, gave them my advice. I have talked about it on air. And I said, don't go to that debate. And I've said, and quite frankly, I would not be at a lot of big public events because you've seen what's happened to other candidates the system doesn't like. It's not like Rand Paul's going to save the world on his own, but he's a great candidate, a great patriot. I mean, you've seen the Republicans come after him in the primary and pull out all the stops and have Dick Cheney campaign against him. Now Bill Clinton's there campaigning against him for the Democrat challenger, Jack Conway. You see the media literally blacking out huge news of Conway and his brother in clear obstruction of justice in narcotics investigations of his brother and tipping him off about a police raid. This is confirmed. They admit this, but nothing's happening with it. It's getting a little more attention because the number one search term we did yesterday, and it's so important to get this out. But my gut tells me, as I said last week, and I think this has been borne out, that he needs to basically hide out. And it's too close to the election for them to notice that or do anything about it. Quite frankly, going out to little rallies and things is going to maybe pick him up 0.5 percentage point or something, concentrating on doing local Kentucky radio. He should be doing radio, and I'll guarantee you they want him on radio. He should be doing radio from 6 a.m. in the morning till midnight. That's the real power. That's the listeners' talk radio. He should be putting press releases out on his views, you know, every hour. He should be doing national television when it's friendly. You know, a few times a day, not going all over Kentucky. Okay, I think he's in danger. I mean, I don't mean just in danger of stunts being pulled on him. This woman was wearing a wig, runs up, busts through security. She's wearing a disguise. She runs up to the rolling vehicle as it comes to a stop and is trying to cram the sign in to the open window on him and trying to reach in. I mean, what do you expect security people to think? You've got a hot Senate campaign that's getting number one attention nationwide, and somebody busts through, runs in, and the Ron Paul supporters 3 days ago said that's what she did. The media said, oh, you're liars. Now the video's come out. They told the truth. Now, Al in New York was bringing up stuff that was done to Gerald Ford, very similar to this. But I'm thinking something more like, you know, what happened with a presidential candidate they didn't like right around that time. And you remember he got shot and put in a wheelchair. So there's so many cases of this type of stuff. And I'm telling you, he's going to win right now unless they can pull some bigger stunt or have a woman run up at an event he's giving and scream, he raped me, he raped me. I mean, there's no telling what they'll do. And I'm just really concerned for Rand Paul right now. Al in New York, make your points.
Yes, Alex, thank you very much. Well, looking at the video of this Lauren Valley, she really had the same kind of a demented look that Sarah Jane Moore and Squeaky Frome had. And, you know, the security people around Rand Paul shouldn't really hesitate if another incident happens, because I know that they would probably err on, you know, on the side of caution next time so that they couldn't be demonized. But better to be demonized than for something much worse to happen. So I say if it happened again the same way, react the same way. And basically, Alex, thank you very much for your great work. Really appreciate it.
Well, you remember what happened to George Wallace, and certainly I didn't agree with his politics, but it was a similar free-for-all in the media, and the media calling him a racist and all this stuff. They're doing the same thing to Rand Paul. You know, the liberals are always saying, oh, your rhetoric may cause violence. What about their rhetoric causing violence?
Well, the double standard is really striking, because the rhetoric on the other side has been far more extreme. I think that Rand has been extremely considerate of everybody's feelings, and I guess the reverse hasn't been true.
Well, you know, that's another issue, and I didn't try to call their campaign yesterday. I figured listeners would get them word. But I am able to get some of their senior people on the phone if I wait around for an hour. They're all very busy. But, I mean, they're smart. They're not stupid. Jesse Benton's not stupid. I know him well. And, you know, this is not dirty politics when they've been playing dirty on them with lies. It's not dirty politics to go out and give a press conference dealing with Jack Conway blocking and warning his brother about a narcotics investigation, and then the detectives lying about it and now admitting they lied about it, and Jack Conway's brother lying about it. I mean, this is clearly obstruction. Shouldn't Rand Paul, if he does anything, you know, go on Fox or something and talk about this? He could snap his fingers. He's the only person that the media couldn't ignore, and to put this out 4 days before an election, and it will sink Jack Conway. Jack Conway has gained a little on Ram with all these dirty tricks, because there's useful idiots out there that'll believe anything. And, you know, I understand Ron Paul and Rand Paul are super classy, but it's not, though, classy when you've got Jack Conway obstructing justice. I think they have a responsibility to come out and talk about it. What do you think, Al?
Yeah, I agree with you, because I think when things are not aggressively responded to, I think that they just sort of lie there and they fester. And that's the problem that we have. They've thrown so much dirt that we really have to worry about the fact that, you know, the high road is something that I guess the American electorate really doesn't understand. I hope they understand it, but maybe these things have to be aggressively responded to. And I agree with you there, Alex.
Well, you know, they said high road back in 1992, not that George Herbert Walker was any better, but the truth's the truth, and they didn't get into whitewater and cocaine dealing and raping women. That was all known about Bill Clinton then. It should have been brought out then, and Bill Clinton's clearly positioning Jack Conway as a presidential run later. We need to shut down Jack Conway now, not later.
I agree with you. I think that if not Rand himself, then his surrogates should come out and expose this story. I think that this is the biggest story of the campaign. What you've uncovered is absolutely fantastic.
Well, to be clear, I uncovered something hidden in plain view and didn't see it till Tuesday morning on the tarmac at 6:30 a.m. and was reading the Courier Journal and other reports that were directly quoted from the police reports. And they interviewed the detectives who admitted they got tipped off, admitted they had meetings with Conway's brother, the attorney general, admittedly that they covered all this up. And admittedly, they told him a SWAT team raid was coming. We have them. It's over. I mean, if they simply expose this, it's over for Jack Conway and Matt Conway, his brother. I mean, his brother already had to resign his prosecutor role because of this. What does that tell you?
Well, you were the one who connected the dots. The newspaper, I guess, really doesn't have a vested interest in connecting the dots, but the Paul campaign certainly does.
Well, I'm surprised the newspaper even ran with it, because that particular paper has given money to Conway and has been supportive of him. And that's why they didn't put Conway in the headline. They didn't point out that it was Conway's brother till deep in the article. They didn't. But look, at least they did their job. We talked to the reporter last night. and he doesn't want to come on the show. He says he doesn't do media interviews. He says he lets his article speak for themselves. So we at least appreciate the writer. All right, Al, thanks for the call. Barney, Joe, Steve, John, others, your calls are coming up. Infowars.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
We've got a new article out at PrisonPlanet.com. Jesse Ventura calls for new 9/11 investigation, challenges media, dealing with the 3,000 dead there. I want to go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Barney in Texas. Barney, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I know you've covered Google for many years, but I wanted to bring out a recent article that I didn't hear you mention yet. It's from FastCompany.com. They came out Google just came out with a new think tank called Google Ideas. And they hired Jared Cohen, formerly from the State Department, working under Condoleezza Rice, to head up this new think tank. And in this article, it explains that this new think tank, of course, will take on the greatest problems in the world, but also it's going to be part of counterterrorism and fighting terrorism. So, admittedly, for the first time that I've seen, Google is now working with the government to fight terrorism. So it's very alarming, given to the access of all the information they have on every American citizen. And so now, if they find something on an American citizen, they have the right now to come out and say, well, we said we were going to start fighting terrorism and work with the government, so now people, you know, they can openly give their...
No, Google admittedly is working with the Pentagon on software that, quote, predicts the future, and it's pre-crime, and the federal government today just announced they're closing a spying investigation by Google on its users, and as Drudge Report has the headline, free to spy, Google free to spy. And so, Google is clearly an NSA/CIA front. They now basically admit that. Barney, good points. I appreciate your call. Joe in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you, bro?
Good.
Alex, I'm just calling in. I talked to you before. This is a gunsmith up in Texas. And I came across an article that kind of ties in with the Internet, where we kind of had a victory over the EPA in trying to take away like the traditional ammunition where the
they're not just going to ban selling lead, they're going to make you turn it in, which is all the stockpiled lead, and so now they have an excuse to confiscate all your ammo, but it's for the environment, Joe.
Right.
And I know that's been defeated for now. The point is that they're trying to ram this through. And even when Congress said no to the greenhouse gas taxes, notice that the EPA is just going ahead with it. So that's the danger. But go ahead, Joe.
It said in this article, it just said they had the recent victory in the National Shooting Sports Foundation against the EPA, where they proposed this ban. And the power you always talk about, Alex, about the power of the Internet and people, well, just thousands of people, they said, got on Facebook and websites, and they beat this proposal. And so, we had a short victory, and that's why the other reason I'm calling is because of if we got this kind of power on the net, like you talk about all the time, Alex, what this stuff they're doing with Rand Paul and things like that through the Internet and your websites, Alex. But my concern is how I had a question. When they tried to, with the voter fraud, and would your thought be, Alex, with them pushing all this stuff over the mainstream media news of the voter fraud, don't you think, Alex, or do you think that they're trying to dissuade the public in even voting?
Yes, and the system is trying to push their whole agenda through as fast as possible because they know people are waking up, so they're just trying to overwhelm us with the Cybersecurity Act and the election fraud and the open borders and the amnesty and the wars and the naked body scanners and the flu shots. That's the system panicking to the awakening, trying to just totally break our will and have us capitulate to them, but it's not going to work because if the economy was doing great and people still had plenty of money and plenty of baubles, they might go along with this. But the bankers have so greedily destroyed the economy while lying and telling us the recession's over, when even mainstream media is having to admit now it's really a depression, the recession never ended, they're going to have trouble selling this because they've been caught lying so much, and that's their problem. The alternative media has so discredited them that no one buys anything they say anymore. And so the mainstream media still has some power, but it's like a bucket with holes in the bottom. It's rapidly dissipating. They can feel their power going away, the people's power surging and intensifying. Great points, Joe, Steve, John, Ronnie, Bill, and others. Your calls are coming up, but we've got a lawyer coming on from a law firm that's been having real success against the mortgage companies. Then we got Randy Kelton popping in to talk about it as well. Your phone calls continuing throughout the broadcast. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we are back live. I saw last week a Wall Street Journal article that was the most detailed I've seen yet, titled Niche Lawyers Spawned Housing Fracas. And it's got a list of four or five law firms going back in the last 6 years that discovered the robo-signing because of depositions they were doing with lenders, with banks, that they were engaged in breaking all of these laws and procedures. And so we've got one of the lawyers on with one of the most successful law firms, Dustin A. Zaks, with the Ice Law Firm. Mr. Ice is the founder of it. And we're going to be going over that for the balance of this hour, the next 25 minutes or so, here in just a moment. And even if your mortgage isn't in trouble, this affects the entire economy. The government's getting ready to bail out these mortgage companies, and that's why Bank of America and others have frozen all foreclosures, because they've been caught with their pants down, their hands in the cookie jar. So we're going to him, Dustin A. Zaks, here in just a moment. But before we go any further, I wanted to tell you about some of our great sponsors. You know, with the crazy depression we're entering – and all the talk of wars, the rest of it, I know I've got high-quality storable food. Just as a backup, lasts more than 10 years, healthy foods, all grown right here in America. It's made fresh every week. It's not some old stuff from the Army or something like a lot of places are selling. It's eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com. It's insurance you can eat, stored safely for 15-plus years, only the best ingredients. 30 years in the business, great patriots. I bought a lot of storable food before I found them. They're high quality. A lot of the others aren't, as I said. And until midnight on October 31st, it is free shipping. Excuse me, Monday, November 1st. You go through Monday. And so I just want to be clear here that that is a huge deal when you're talking about shipping a whole bunch of food. That is a huge discount. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoods, direct.com. Also, don't forget, this radio show is also supported with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, where you see all of my films, the live simulcast of the radio show in full living color, archived every day, the higher quality podcast, commercial free, my books, all the other special video reports. We're doing special video reports just for PrisonPlanet.tv 3 times a week now. Incredible interviews. Got a new one with Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura coming up this week. Got another one with Russell Blaylock. We flew all the way out to Las Vegas to interview him. Dr. Blaylock on the vaccines and GMO food and all the rest of it. I mean, just to give you an idea, that's what's coming to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or you can get a couple months free when you sign up for a year. PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, there is the online video / Patriot Apparel bookstore, also at Infowars.com. And your purchase of the books, the videos, materials makes this radio show possible. Plus, it informs you to a higher level and gives you a tool to give friends, family, neighbors, who are really ready to be awakened now. Now, before I go any further, we've only got about 25 minutes with our guest. He's very busy, obviously, handling hundreds of mortgage cases. But I want to challenge all of you. Of all the mainstream articles I've seen, the best is this Wall Street Journal Robbie Whalen article, Niche Lawyers Spawned Housing Fracas. And it goes through, what is it, 4 or 5 law firms that first started having the big victories. And it goes through some of the basic reasons these mortgage companies are in so much trouble. Things like not having the deeds or not reviewing the foreclosure documents. These are serious issues. And that's how you hear about homes that are paid for being taken, or 2 or 3 or 4 banks trying to foreclose on the same house because they were all put in these derivative pools, breaking the chain of custody, breaking the common law private property issues. And they quote here in deep research in the Wall Street Journal, as the economy frayed, bankruptcy clients appeared, Mr. Ice would help them with Chapter 13 filings that enable individuals with the judge's blessings to get rid of credit card, car payment, and other debt. But the law didn't let judges reduce someone's mortgage. Searching for a way to defend clients facing foreclosure, this is what Randy Kelton's been saying for 2 years, Mr. Ice began researching English case law and the history of property rights. He ran across Sheldon versus Hentley, 1680 case that said an indebted merchant owes his debt to the person who lent him the money, not to a debtor collector who came around bearing a note. And we have that, of course, in our common law here as well. So joining us for the next 20 minutes or so is Dustin A. Zaks of the Ice Law Firm. And tell us about your firm, tell us about yourself and the discoveries you've had and all the amazing victories you've been having in these court cases, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. First, you know, I've been with the firm a couple of years now since really the height of the crisis, and it's really surprising. Every day brings something new that the banks are doing in trying to get away with in court, you know, ranging from, as you covered, there's affidavits that have been clearly perjured. There have been actual law firms submitting that same kind of documentation. And then there's case after case where, as you say, when they sold these loans, they simply don't have the proof that the loan was sold and that the party who's suing my client actually owns these loans. And a lot of that has to do with the securitization process.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but if Congress changes the law like they tried to do 2 weeks ago and Obama signs it, he did pocket veto it, this would really damage private property law here, because the way this law was written, they're saying, well, it doesn't matter if they put it into a pool, or have they used these new digital deed systems that have been proven to be fraudulent? That's okay. If they say that the banks are allowed to do this, boy, this is going to be dangerous.
Well, the bill dealing with notarization is troubling. You know, notarization is, you know, it's a requirement for several reasons, one of them being there's supposed to be some kind of seriousness when you sign your name to a document. And in my cases, I'm seeing assignments of mortgages, you know, documents that purport to transfer my client's mortgage or, you know, a note. In many of those cases, when you have to notarize them, there have been problems. And we have taken a deposition at someone at a law firm down here who admitted that their notaries were actually going back and notarizing these documents as if they had signed them 6 months ago. So to accept blindly a notary from another state, you know, as this law would have allowed them to, you know, again, that raises all kinds of problems.
Well, this article also deals with the discovery of robo-signing. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, of course. A lot of times what we'll see as the only evidence in a case against us is going to be an affidavit. And that affidavit says many things, but among them that the plaintiff, whether it's Deutsche Bank, U.S. Bank, or whoever, owns this loan, they're entitled to foreclose, and that my clients owe a certain amount of money. And they also state under oath, mind you, that they've looked at all the books and records, they've looked at all the servicing documents, and they are sure that, you know, everything is correct in the case. And what do you know, when I go ahead and take the deposition of someone, you know, whether it's at One West Bank or at GMAC or over at Chase Home Finance, they admit freely and without much pushing that they didn't look at a single document prior to signing these affidavits.
In fact, in the Wall Street Journal, they have quotes from the affidavits, and now other law firms go and depose the very same people, get depositions from the same people you've talked to, and they admit it again.
Absolutely. It doesn't seem to be a lot of remorse from these folks. I think they just assumed that was their job. And, you know, to give you the scale, the employee at GMAC was signing 10,000 documents a month. We took somebody at One West who was signing similarly thousands of documents between just a few employees. And the scale was very similar at Chase Home Finance as well.
Now, to be specific, correct me if I'm wrong, if they go into court and they have a lawyer for the firm or for the bank, or even a lawyer that they've just, you know, hired separately as a contractor, he gets up and swears and puts in a filing saying we've checked everything, we've done everything, we own this, and then in many cases it turns out they don't even have the deed, and you've got multiple banks suing to get the same house because it's all been put into one big pool with derivatives. I mean, isn't that basically lying to the court? Isn't that engaging in fraud? I mean, under law, how do you quantify what they're doing?
Well, the scale of it is staggering. You know, you figure take just the one employee at GMAC. Under oath, you're absolutely right. He is stating to the court, I personally looked at these documents. And, you know, 10,000 documents a month, there's no way it's humanly possible for him to have looked through 10,000 foreclosure cases to verify that everything was correct. So the best way to equate it is, you know, picture if that had happened at a trial where I had that gentleman on the stand. I mean, that would be an astounding admission, you know, that he didn't look at anything. So it is fraud. You know, there are attorney generals all across the nation getting involved now in investigating the robo-signers. And as I say, you know, our job is to bring that in front of the court. The courts have a wide variety of things they can do to punish the bank, but among them is to throw out their entire case.
Now studying property law just on the surface, obviously you know a lot more about it than I do, but talking to other lawyers we've had on air, but I've even seen cases with you know, some of my cousins and people who buy a piece of ranch property, but then back 50 years ago, somebody didn't execute a title right, or there was some fraud involved with somebody, you know, three, four owners before, and then someone comes against them in court, brings that up in court, they lose, and it reverts back to the point of the original fraud. And so, I mean, if this is happening, then it looks like the banks, I mean, if the courts serve justice, are going to lose all these houses, then the question is, who really owns them?
No, you're exactly right. The ramifications of the fraud and the robo-signing, you know, are huge. All these homes that were foreclosed on, should they have a document in them that a judge relied on, absolutely that's grounds to reverse the judgment out. So the bank's looking at all kinds of liability, number one, from the obviously the people who were foreclosed out, the people who lost their home, next from title company, and next from people who may have bought these foreclosed homes.
That was my next issue, what I was getting at about the ranch property, because, I mean, a lot of people are like, I don't care. My house isn't in trouble. I got plenty of money. But wait a minute. What if you bought a house from a bank or from a company, and it's something that they'd foreclosed on 2-3 years ago fraudulently? What's going to happen to them?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, that's why I say the banks have already started to make announcements about how much money they're putting aside for potential litigation, you know, arising from these issues, and it's in the billions. It's clear that, you know, it's kind of having a domino effect. It's happened in all 50 states, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see more lawsuits in addition to the few we've seen come out recently. But, no, absolutely. You buy a foreclosed home, you're assuming you get good title, you have the title checked out. You know, it's not your responsibility to check if somebody was lying to the court in thousands of affidavits.
Now, what's this system that they started using in the last 5 years? It's called MERS. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, real quick, the basic idea is, as you were saying earlier about property law, there's a lot of requirements where you have to record transfers of property so that the next person who buys it is on notice. You know who the prior owners were, and you can check to see if there were any problems. What MERS did is they saved the lenders a lot of money, and it was created by lenders. It was created in part by Fannie and Freddie and government entities. And what it does is it eliminates the need for you to record a transfer of the mortgage or a deed of trust. So whereas, before, if you were a U.S. bank and you had loaned someone the money, you owned the mortgage. If you wanted to transfer that, say, to put it in a trust like happened during the height of this, you would actually have to go down to the courthouse, record that assignment with the clerk. So that's very expensive, very tedious. What MERS does is it prevents that need, and basically MERS is a straw man, as we call it, in legal parlance, and they basically, if you look at your mortgage, if it's a MERS loan, MERS is listed as the mortgagee. MERS is the person who owns your mortgage.
But it's not properly executed at the courthouse, so in common sense, then it means it's not legitimate?
Well, what it means is it's just not transparent. The whole purpose of making the banks go down to the courthouse and record an assignment, and so everybody's on notice, you can see who owns your loan. And in MERS case, you know, they could have sold your loan 20 times, and you might never know. You might never know about it because it's still listed as MERS, this electronic.
And so that was developed so they could sell it into the derivatives pool.
Well, it's developed to save them money when they did that, and it's saved them, you know, millions and millions up until this point.
But then that facilitated the fraud of mortgages being sold over and over again and chopped up in different pieces. Sir, briefly, what are some of the other frauds that you're finding? What are some of the other things that the banks are doing that you've discovered?
Well, a big one is relating to the securitization, selling these loans, you know, into trust. Is they seem to be either unable or unwilling to produce documents that would prove that a lot of these loans actually got into the trust. So, you know, we hear a lot about sloppiness in terms of what they're filing with the court now, but it seems like that sloppiness and that failure to file all the necessary paperwork, that was happening during the height of the crisis, during the height of when these loans were being sold 10 times. And what I mean by that is to prove that a loan got into a trust, you've got to have all kinds of receipts, all kinds of certifications, to verify that, you know, this loan is listed as an asset in that trust. And when we ask for that documentation, it's like staring into a black hole. You know, they just don't have the documentation or they don't want to produce it. So that's another potential liability for the banks down the line.
This is a layman. My gut is this is endangering our entire private property system that's worked so well and that made this country such a mecca for investment. I mean, do you agree that this is starting, I mean, just from your research, to really threaten the entire private property system?
You know, I do think it goes to that scale. As I said, it's hundreds of thousands of false documents filed in all 50 states. So the scale of that is staggering. The arrogance that the banks had to file these, you know, is really, you know, as an attorney, I take that very seriously, and it's kind of insulting. They just figured no one would catch them. when they were lying to the courts repeatedly.
Well, why are you, according to the Wall Street Journal, one of the first law firms, ICE Legal, and there's a few other before you going back about 4 years, why are you guys, your smaller law firms, the first ones to think to even look at this? I mean, where are the big mega law firms out there who have clients that are buying $10 million houses? You'd think they would want to know about this.
That's true. I mean, the problem has been naturally that most of these cases are not defended, and that's what, you know, let the banks get away with this for so long. The vast majority of homeowners who are in distress because of the economy, just don't have the means to hire an attorney. So what we did is we went out on a limb, you know, actually funded our own deposition. You know, in most of your big-time litigation at big firms, a lot of times the clients will foot the bill for all the discovery to find out things like fraud. And in our case, you know, we kept seeing the same names over and over and over, and we said, boy, wouldn't it be curious to see if this gentleman who's signing so many of the documents in just our few hundred cases, if he's actually doing his due diligence.
Can you stay with us for 5 more minutes on the other side?
Sure thing.
Okay, I want to come back and ask you where you think all this is going, the successes you've been having now being imitated and duplicated by others, and any other key points you think are important for people to learn about. And I'd plug ICE Legal's website, but I got a sneaking suspicion you guys have got more business than you can handle. But we'll ask you about that on the other side. But you're certainly helping people. We appreciate ICE Legal. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, you get 4 or 5 little law firms. They start fighting the big mega banks and are winning because the big mega banks are completely arrogant. And it shows how when you let big mega corporations run wild, you end up destroying your nation. turning it into a third world country because a business and the average person can't be protected, your nation disintegrates. And Dustin A. Zaks with ICE Legal, one of the firms that's been winning in court and blocking these people and you know, really exposing the fraud. I mean, the Wall Street Journal talks about a lot of your successes, but briefly recap some of those for folks.
Well, sure. You know, we brought to light a lot of the practices that are now being investigated by attorneys general all over the U.S. And, you know, it's exciting to see, and other attorneys are picking up on it, bringing other practices to light that, you know, we didn't even know about. So, you know, crazy times. But, again, as an attorney, I never thought people would be submitting fraudulent documents by the thousands to court as evidence.
Well, I mean, look at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan getting a lot of the bailout money, and their representatives won't tell Congress where the money went. I mean, these people are bandits.
Well, it seems like, you know, the troubling aspect for me is how this hurts people who aren't even in trouble with their homes. You know, a lot of people think the banks screwed it up the first time around, you know, not doing their due diligence and that kind of thing. Well, this is on the default side of it. You know, this is on the you know, litigation side of it, and it seems like they're screwing it up again. So to the extent that this prevents housing recovery or, you know, has effects for people who are not in foreclosure, you know, that's twice that seems like they haven't done a whole lot of good for us.
Well, I'd like to get you or Mr. Ishan in the next few weeks to talk about, I mean, I know you can't diagnose cases over the telephone or over the radio, but, you know, what the, you know, the average person can do when they're facing, you know, one of these mortgages, how do they detect or analyze and find out if there is fraud in their mortgage? I would guess that ICE Legal is overwhelmed right now.
Yeah, pretty busy. Keep them busy, yep.
Are you guys taking on more clients?
We sure are. Yeah, we're mainly in Florida, you know, so happy to speak to anyone facing foreclosure or related issues down in Florida.
Give us the website for ICE Legal.
Sure thing, www.icelegal.com. ICELegal.com.
Now, well, I just want to help people, and I'm going to get as many law firms and other groups on that are having success as I can, because 100,000 foreclosures a month, I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, the scale of it, again, it's staggering. The best thing folks can do is get educated, speak to an attorney, whether it's us or anybody. You know, go ahead and have someone look at your documents to see if some of these robo-signers were signing things, or just to see if there's fishy things going on.
Yeah, but your firm's actually helping people. I've been studying this for years, looking at it, people calling me about it, listeners wanting me to investigate, and a lot of law firms either don't have your expertise or are lazy, and they just take your money, and then they end up taking the people's houses. But the law firms listed here in the Wall Street Journal, they've been keeping people in their houses for 4 years, I mean, and having victories.
Well, that's the key. You're going to want somebody who has actually litigation experience. A lot of, I would say, maybe real estate closing attorneys or something like that aren't actual litigators who do motions and take depositions and go to full trials every day. But that's,
and they're
that's
playing golf with the local brokerage firm, the local title company, the local banker.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a small legal world.
We got 1 minute left. Where do you see this ending, just in your gut?
You know, it's very tough to say, but I would say with the state attorney general investigating, it's hard to see how some criminal charges are not going to result down the line, whether that's, you know, in a few months or years. It's hard to imagine there's not going to be any criminal repercussions for this kind of thing.
Well, Mr. Zaks, again, I would like to get you or Mr. Ice back on for a full hour. I know you're busy, but this is a large show, reach a lot of people, to give people some basic ideas of what to look for or what type of lawyers to look for as they fight this. But it's good to see lawyers doing some good work for the community, and Godspeed to all your work.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate
you bet. You bet. We'll be right back with the third hour. We'll cover this more. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.